أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد أتوا على القرية التي أمطرت مطر السوء أفلم يكونوا يرونها بل كانوا لا يرجون نشورا. In the previous ayah, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had responded to some of the objections that the mushrikeen of Makkah had made against the Qur'an and against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draw the attention to the previous nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the people of Nuh alayhi salam and how they had suffered drowning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Ad and Thamud and other nations of the past who rejected their Nabi and who had refused to embrace Islam and who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one and only deity and Lord worthy of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to take a lesson from what had happened in the past, but they had not learned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds them of another town that had suffered the punishment of Allah due to their rejection of the Nabi and because they had subjected the Nabi of their time to different types of abuse, insult, and assault. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in ayah number 14 of Surah Al-Qur'an, وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْ عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ, and certainly they had passed the town. Which town is Allah referring to? The town of Lut alayhi salam, which falls within the region of Ash-Sham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْ عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْتِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ. Indeed, certainly they had passed the town, they passed the city which was afflicted with a evil and a very bad rain, which was rained down on them. We know that the people of Lut alayhi salam, that they were obstinate and they refused to give up the evil act that they were engaged in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused rocks and stones to rain down upon that town and upon that village. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they have passed that town because on their trade journey to the land of Ash-Sham and during their business trips, they would pass by the town and they have seen the Dead Sea and they had seen the result of what had happened to the people. They could see it with their very eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, can they not see? They passed by that town, they passed by that city. They had seen what was the consequences of those people who rejected the Nabi of their time. أَفْأَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفْأَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا. Were they not seeing it? Can they not see it? They pass by here every now and again. With their very eyes they can see what had happened to those people. Are they not opening their eyes towards that? بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, The problem is that they do not hope, they do not believe, and they do not expect to experience resurrection. So, the thing that keeps us in line, and the thing that keeps us in check, and the thing that keeps us following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as prescribed by Allah, is the fact that we believe in resurrection. We know that after we die, we are going to be resurrected and we are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keeping that reality before us that I will have to answer for everything that I do, then that keeping that reality in front of us is what keeps us disciplined as far as the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are concerned. وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever they see you, إِيَّتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوَى, they take you as a laughing stock. Whenever they see you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they take you as a laughing stock. They mock at you and they poke fun at you and they speak mockingly about you towards each other. What do they say? أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا, in a derogatory way. They say, is this the one whom Allah has sent as a Rasul? This is the problem. When you speak to people in this way, in derogatory terms, and we feel that we have some form of authority over others, or we feel that Allah has blessed us perhaps with certain ni'mats in this world, which gives us the privilege and gives us now the authority to speak to people the way we want to speak to them, and to treat people the way we feel we can treat them, because Allah has given us maybe something of the dunya that artificially makes us better than others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is how they felt. Whenever they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not blessed with wealth, he was not blessed with many material things and bounties in this world. So they would look down upon him and speak to him in this type of a way, in a condescending way, with a condescending tone. They would say, ahada, this man, this one, alladhi ba'atha Allahu rasulun, is this whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent as a messenger? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him as a rasul. In kana la yudilluna, in kada la yudilluna an alihatina, lawla an sabarna alayha. They would say, he has almost led us astray, and he has almost caused us to move away from our gods. Lawla an sabarna alayha, had we not been firm towards our gods. What they say, this man, he's so good with his tongue, and he's so convincing, that had we not been firm believers in our idols, had we not been firm believers in our God, he would have certainly caused us to go astray from our God, and he would have caused us to forget our idols, and he would have caused us to turn toward his God. وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. They will come to know, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will come to know, حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ, when they see the punishment. Then they will come to know, and they will then realize who was on the truth and who was really misguided. Allah says, وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Then at that point they will come to realize and know who was more astray, who was further astray, and who was more lost from the true right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you see the condition? Have you seen the state? Have you considered? Have you looked at the one who has taken his own desire as his ilah? His own desire, he has taken his own desire as his God. In other words, he always follows the dictates of his desires. When he is faced with a situation, either it is the command of Allah, or he follows his desire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what does this person do? He follows his desire. He gives in to the demands of the desire. He gives in to the demands of his own desire, even though it contradicts the commandments of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this person has made his desire his God. Whatever his desires want him to do, and whatever his nafs incites him to do, he rather does that than follow the commandment of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen the one who has taken his desires as his God? أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. Can you now help such a person? Can you ever help this type of a person who has decided that he is going to live life by what his desires dictate, and not by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dictates? أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ وَيَعْقِلُونَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you think most of them can hear and most of them understand? When you speak to them and when they hear the Quran, they are so intoxicated by this, by the love for dunya and by the love for fame, and they are so intoxicated by the demands of their desires, that you think many of them, and you think most of them are listening to you. You think most of them understand what you are saying. In whom illa kal an'am. Allah says, they are nothing but like cattle. They are like cattle. When you look at cattle and you shout out to them, and when you scream out to them, they hear some sound, and they hear some noise, and they hear some voice calling out to them. But do they understand? They don't understand. They do not understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the situation with these people. They are so intoxicated by this, by their desires and the demands of their desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are nothing but like cattle. بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are worse. They are worse than cattle. They are even further astray, and they are even further misguided than cattle themselves. Why? Because an animal does not possess intellect. An animal, even an animal, though it does not possess intellect, an animal knows what is beneficial for it, what is not beneficial for it. With that minimum intellect that Allah has given the animal, an animal knows what is beneficial, what is harmful, what is good and what is not good for it. But these people, despite being blessed with the intellect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they choose that which is wrong over that which is right. They choose the falsehood over the truth. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are worse off. They are worse off than even the animals and the cattle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. May Allah grant us.